I was going to write this all down first and then supply the text to what I'm going to say next, which is this episode is called What Are the Main Causes for Getting an Injury While Doing Bagua Zhang? It actually came about because someone had written a question that goes, how does a person practice Bagua Zhang while injured? And thinking about it, I went, it's closely linked to how a person gets an injury in Bagua Zhang and what are the causes to it. So I thought I'd address that. The first type of injury is mechanical injury. These are broken bones, pulled muscles, strained tendons, and so forth. And unless you got it while sparring or in a fight, it's usually caused in Bagua Zhang by the practitioner trying to train in Bagua Zhang as if they're doing an external or hard style of martial art. Now, Bagua Zhang is an internal martial art and it has its training methods, and it's completely different to the internal and external way. I know that there is a strong desire to go the hard way because the results come quicker, but it's actually high risk doing it that way. Doing it the proper way with Bagua Zhang is you take it slower and easier, and it can take years and years and years to get proficient at it. So typically, a person will get broken bones, pulled tendons, strained muscles, popped out muscle. It happens. If you are training Bagua Zhang the proper way, you should not get any of those injuries. The should is a big word because Bagua Zhang is actually a healing art. The gua in Bagua doesn't just mean divination. It actually also implies the back. And it's a healing art designed to strengthen the back if done correctly. Number two, damage to internal organs. This one's a big one. This is caused by someone doing another form of internal martial art, Tai Chi, Xian Yi, water style, or any other form of internal martial art and imposing it on Bagua Zhang. Usually the organs will get ruptured energetically or physically. If you do Tai Chi, there's not a problem. Stick with it. Tai Chi is also a healing art. Tai Chi has its methods and modalities and its theories and whatever, whatnot. And Tai Chi has, and Bagua Zhang has its version on the side. But the two as a training is not mutually compatible. You can't go and learn Tai Chi and impose it on Bagua, and you can't learn Bagua and impose it on Tai Chi. The same is for you guys who do Xing Yi. While Xing Yi is an internal martial art, it's not Bagua. Now, if you are a person who has been doing it for ages and you have got, say, an internal injury of the organs, let's say bleeding lungs, it can be as bad as that. Because you're messing around. You're basically like those people who the doctor gives you a pill for one thing and maybe a pill for another thing, and you're mixing and matching the pills. And the results can be catastrophic. The best way to cure from this injury is to stop doing one of the styles and just focus on one. It also typically happens to people who claim they do Bagua when in fact they're talking about Tai Chi or Xing Yi. Now the third type of injury is spiritual or mental injury. Now, there is a tendency in the West to split those two out, but traditionally, they're like one and the same thing. And it usually happens to people who have crossed over from following Taoism as a spiritual philosophy and are now doing Taoism as a religion. And this typically happens, they'll go to China, go to Wudang, and then they get hooked in the religious side of things, and they end up getting, after learning, they end up getting ordained in one of the Wudang sects. And Baguazhang has this ability to make real whatever your spiritual beliefs are. So when you hear me talk about Taoism, I'm most of the time, I believe I am talking about Taoism, the spiritual philosophy, which is not in conflict with, if you've got another religion, let's say you're Christian, Buddhist, Jewish, Muslim, or whatever, you can read between the lines and go, okay, he's talking about the path. I'm a Christian. He's talking about the Christian path. But once you cross over to Taoism, the religion, it gets a little bit more tricky, because some of the sects, they may have something like, you may have a saint, let's call it a saint, for those of you who are uncomfortable with the word gods or shin, let's just say they have a saint, and as part of their thing, they may have a thing, you got to abstain from beer and steak, and which is basically meat, and alcohol, and heaven forbid, you got to abstain from sex, and then... Sorry. And then you come back to, say, whatever country, Western country you're in, and you want to hang out with your mates. And they want to go drinking, you know, beer and pretzels and all that shit. And you go and join them. And it's okay once in a while. But because you've been ordained in that sect, you have to follow the rules. And so when you continually do it, you end up breaking the rules of that sect. And so that messes with your head, because your body knows through Bagua that you're not doing it properly. And it's a difficult one, and you have to basically either renew your vows or do the opposite of being ordained, but you have to let it go. You can't dip into the waters when you feel like it. Either you're swimming in it or you're not. And when I say the mental side of it, it's because part of the three treasures, the Qing or Jing, which is the essence, and then you got Qi, and then you got the third one, which is Xin. It's actually about a certain way of thinking as well. And if you're following the path of Taoist immortality through Baguazhang, you have to be very clear. You got to stick with it. You can't chop and change. Now, the fourth type of injury is, and this one and the following one after that are the two, the reason why I'm not going to leave any text about it is that the body will induce an injury. Let's say it'll twist your body up in such a way that you will feel like you're an old person, and you'll wake up one morning and you can't get up. And it's a very strange type of injury, because you're not breaking any bones, no tendons are damaged, you don't have internal organs rupture, your mind is clear, but you're stuck, you're basically stuck in bed. But the injury is very real. And if you go to the doctors, they can't figure it out either. But what the body is actually doing through Baguazhang is actually stopping you from physically training so that the body can actually rebuild itself to match the level where you're at with your training. Now, there are some of you who will go, oh, he's talking bullshit. And I know what's going on in your head. You're thinking zero to hero. You've jumped like from level 1 to a level 100. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about your car is being put into the pit stop, and you need to wait while the mechanic is going over the car, and he might be doing slight adjustments. Maybe it could be a bigger exhaust, a more powerful engine, maybe just better tires. Yeah, let's just go with that. You want better race street gripping tires. It takes a while. It doesn't just happen instant, snap your fingers. You got to wait all day, you know, at the tire dealership for the car to be changed out. And so that's what's happening, because once you've gone over it, you suddenly feel renewed and you feel lighter and you suddenly feel like you can do more. That's typically the sensation, is where once you were struggling maybe to do the form once or twice a day, suddenly you're able to do it 3-4 times a day. And then the fifth type of injury. This one I'm definitely not going to put into words, and I'm leaving it last. I've left it last because I just want the guys who are really keen about Bagua Zhang to hear me out on this one. Because too many guys just listen to the surface stuff and they think they know it. When they pick up a book on martial arts, like I read the reviews on some of the books I've read, and I'm going, you've got no fucking idea what you're talking about. The book is correct, but these guys leaving reviews, it's sometimes like, have you actually read the book? Yeah, I have. No, you only read the first chapter. Now, this fifth type of injury is for the guys who are, and typically you're doing it secretly, you're basically on the path to becoming a Taoist immortal through Bagua Zhang. This one is the hardest one to explain. I mean, I can explain it, but it's hard because a lot of you who are hearing this, you're not going to believe what I'm going to say. And it's not really for you if you need to believe it. For those of you who are in it, you know it's not about belief. It's just something that happens. But I'll try my best to give an example. Now, I give my age. I give an example. I'm 47 at the moment. And with Bagua Zhang, there's this weird thing with me where I do one set and it's like starting in year one, and then I keep doing it, and every set equals 1 year of my life. I get to 47, great. Then I get past 47 and all of a sudden my body will start to manifest old age, and it will get worse and worse as the numbers increase. So when I've done like set 88, this is not done all in one day. It's like can be a few weeks, right? But I just keep a tally of how many I've done. When I get to about say 88, I'm now, my body's now reacting like an 88-year-old person. And it will get worse and worse until I reach the age of where I'm supposed to die. Now for me, originally before I started Bagua Zhang, it was 72. That's the other thing I need to tell you about Bagua Zhang. It will, if you're really persistent, it has its way of telling you how old you are when you're going to die before you started it. So for me, it's 72. So it gets worse and worse. I start manifesting like the stigmata, these injuries or conditions like an old person, and it gets really hard to do. But after 72, the body starts to have issues. It'll start to be confusing. But there is a number, let's just say a big number, let's say 90, where it goes, I don't know what's beyond this. And it breaks past it, and all of a sudden doing Bagua Zhang gets easy again. Now, the reason why it knows this is because you know it subconsciously how old you're going to be. And it's as simple as You may have read so many times that the average age of a person before they die is 86, 88, because that's the statistics. And you've read it so many times that you've subconsciously come to believe it. So your body believes it. And this, for some people, when they get to that age, when they die, they may for the first time be bedridden for a few months. Some people end up having a near-death experience. Others will have an out-of-body experience. They will have something that's important to them that they want to happen to say, this is it. If you're lucky like me to have had a near-death experience, we learn some things about ourselves and what lies beyond. Now, the near-death experience for some people is closely linked to the religion or faith that they have. And I say closely linked because it's the way their mind will perceive it. But it's an important step because it's what helps to develop the lightness kung fu. A lot of our martial fears and concerns is to do around death. Death is just a barrier, like a wall, like an invisible door that we have to cross over, like a threshold. But we don't want to really die. I mean, honestly, if you're that kind of person who's suicidal, please go and get help. But for a lot of us, it's just this invisible barrier that we need to confront and move on from it so that we can get better. There is a sixth type of injury, but that one I'm not gonna get into. For most of you, the mechanical injury is the most important one. Basically, it's cut it out. Just get back to doing Bagua Zhang properly. Get a good instructor, Sifu, who actually knows it to teach you properly. If you're the kind who's mixing and matching your internal martial arts, I mean, there are martial families, like you might be doing Chang style, Wong style, where all three are combined, that's fine. But be clear that when you're doing Tai Chi, you're doing Tai Chi in the Tai Chi way. When you're doing Bagua, you're doing Bagua in the Bagua way. When you're doing Xing Yi, you're doing Xing Yi in the Xing Yi way. They're different. And understand that the medical training behind it is different too. The language they use is different. You can't just know the one and go, yeah, I can do that. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. The internal one is really bad. It's worse than mechanical. Because if you got mechanical injury, at least you know, I got a broken bone. I need to wait it out before I can do. But with Bagua, is with my own injuries, is that you can still do Bagua if you have a mechanical injury, but you have to take it very slow and take it easy. You have to rebuild it up. And like for tendons, if they're sprained or pulled or something, it's actually good for the tendons as it's healing to slowly do it. So don't rush in it. Don't go, oh, he said you can do it, and you just go hardcore. No. You take it easy. You take it slow. You listen to your body, for Christ's sake. If your body can't push itself, don't push it. Most guys who do Bagua, they will be itching to go back to do it. And that itching to go back to it is actually part of the healing process. Internal organs, those are nasty. Those are real nasty because if you don't know what caused it, you could be on pills for the rest of your life. Great money for the doctors. But if you're training correctly in Bagua Zhang, the art form will help to heal you. A lot of the Bagua moves are not about directly fighting, kicking and punching. They're actually from a higher level, and they're actually about healing. Different masters had different versions of healing, but that's what they're about. The spiritual side of it and mental side of it, that is one you're just going to have to confront yourself and just face the reality. If you've gone into a sect and you've been ordained, you've basically joined a religion and you have to deal with the rules of that religion. You can't go and break it because there are consequences. And from my own spiritual experience, if your sect has got a particular god, and you're breaking the rules, that god is going to come for you. It's going to put you back on the right path, and you may not like it. So don't play around with shit like that. Take it seriously. Actually, and all of them, take them seriously. So I know this podcast is long, so I'm going to stop it here. And I'm just going to leave it at this. And I'll look forward to seeing what kind of response I get. It's an important one that I've been holding off for many months. Partly because some of the spiritually minded people think I'm going on the spiritual attack when I talk about this stuff. But no. If you're going to progress and move on, and you're not the kind who wants to just experiment out of the blue, you're going to need to know this. So take care. And continue with your practice. But if you find you got none of those and your body's just fucking you around, yeah, use the time to study up on the theory. Use the time to come up with your own theories. Get a pen, get a paper, and sit down and write down what you have learned and how it has affected you, and how it's an important one. It will speed up the process, because sometimes the body will hold you there in that state of injury until you have done what you need to do. Anyway, take care, guys.